So, welcome to Anime Nano Podcast number 12. I am Hang Trong, and I'm sick. And I do Basugasu Bakuhatsu Anime Vlog. So, with me today are Hinano, who does X-Fan Summer Hitori Goto. Yo. And JP Meyer, who does... Don't look, it's embarrassing.
I'm not sick, but I am tired.
You're cold, too, right?
And I'm cold. But I don't have a cold.
Okay. Just eat some, like, soup or something.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. Yeah, my voice is really sexy because I'm sick now, so... Hopefully that'll get us more listeners. So yeah, well, we had, like, another rest week, I guess, last week, because JP Meyer and Hinano got together, I guess. I think they eloped. I'm not really sure.
I had cooties.
And JP Meyer barfed again, I think. You're not going to barf this week, right?
He didn't.
That's me. Okay, so, hey, let's look at our poll, because, like, this is the first time we have an actual poll result. Okay, so this week's poll, the Anime Nano Podcast poll, is how much you spend on anime/manga each month. So the number one answer was $10 to $50, which is pretty reasonable. I think I fall into this category, too. I think that's what I voted for. Yeah.
I think that's what I voted for, too, but, like, I don't really buy manga that much anymore. Like, not per month, anyway. I spend, like, $10 to $50 every, like, 3 months.
Okay, so it's like an amortized analysis. Sorry, that's, like, my nerd term. And then the next most popular one was $0, which means that people are just downloading stuff. That's cool. I used to do that before I had money. 17% said $50 to $100. That's pretty good. 14% said 0.1 cents. Wait, 1 cent to $10. Yeah. But, like, there's actually people who spend more than $300. Like, there's 95 votes for this poll, and 5% voted for 300 plus. So that's got to be, like, about 5 people, right? Or 4 people.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Wow.
Because they have to buy their figures, and by figures I mean dolls.
Yeah, that's probably all those guys from Singapore who, like, buy every figure known to man.
And they take petty shots of it.
Yeah. Why else are you going to buy figures? So yeah, that's pretty cool information to know, I guess. I don't know why. It's just interesting. But yeah, we'll come up with a cooler poll, maybe, like, with tsunderes or something.
And traps.
Or traps.
Or traps. Yeah, we'll come up with one. So, yeah, vote for that while you're listening. Like, just vote right now. Stop listening and vote. Okay, so yeah. So 2 weeks ago was Manga Next. This is, like, the first time Manga Next ever happened, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think it's run by the Anime Next people or something like that.
That
makes
sense.
They wanted to start a manga con.
Okay. Did you guys go to Anime Next?
No, nope. I didn't.
Okay. So how was it?
Well, we sat for like 10 hours. Well, I did for 10 hours in the artist alley.
Yeah, I kind of like looked at the list and I was like, okay, Del Rey panel, that looks good. Like, I went to that, but then every other one was like, well, I don't want to go to like an Inuyasha one. I don't want to go to like a Yaoi one.
Full Metal Alchemist.
But I think I'll just go sit back in the artist alley where that guy was masturbating in public.
What?
There was some guy, like, in the back of the artist alley, like, the whole opposite corner of where we were sitting. Uh-huh. Like, he was, like, started jacking off, like, in public, like, what everybody could see. And, like, it was everybody, like, jacking off.
Is that what the picture was that you put on your blog?
Yes.
Because I didn't see, like, what was going on.
He wasn't jacking off.
He's not doing it in the picture. It's just, like, this is the guy that was doing it.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, there's some guys cosplaying. Is that so bad? So, you know, you're, like, trying to sell your stuff, right?
Yeah, actually, I sold a lot of it online. Like, there's a couple people who are buying it from me. So, actually, I think if I actually sell everybody that said they wanted one, then I'm only going to have, like, 2 left.
Did you try, like, did you sell on eBay, or?
No, I posted, like a little advertisement on my DeviantArt account. And I said, if you want it, just, you know, like, email me and I'll send you the shipping cost and then send it to PayPal.
Do you include, like, a signature and, like...
Well, if they want it, if they request, I'll sign it.
That's cool.
Does it include a kiss in lipstick?
No. No.
That's what I would do if I made a Doug Jinshin trying to sell it. So yeah, I mean, so this is the first time that Manga Next ever happened, so I guess it probably wasn't as good as like the other cons, right?
I don't know, like I said, like we didn't go to that rave or whatever, because you know, it was like late and like we didn't want to miss the bus in the wind. I'm not taking the bus, but anyway. I didn't want to go to the hentai panel because like there was some girl standing in front of the door totally like blocking the entrance, and nobody who came in that wasn't under 18.
Oh.
So
we like acted like we were going in, and like when we saw the girl there, we're like, I think we'll just go to the screening room.
But you guys are above 18.
I know, but it was just embarrassing. Just like oh, can we go in?
Oh. Like it wasn't very discreet.
Yeah.
Like they yell out your name, like, hey, JP Meyer's going into the hentai room.
No!
And he is above 18 years old.
Was it so bad being above
18
years old?
Also, look at his driver's license photo.
I don't know.
He's
just
an
like
organ donor.
We turned into the video room and watched like Suzumiya Haruhi no Yuzu and then Comic Party or whatever.
Has that been licensed yet?
Comic Party, yeah.
No,
Oh, Suzumiya Haruhi.
Yeah.
It was fan subs.
Oh, okay. They're allowed
to show
those?
The word on the street is that like they're trying to license it. Like there's like a whole bunch of companies that are trying to get it.
Oh.
But no, it's not licensed.
I read this blog that said that one of the reasons that they'll have a hard time licensing the Haruhi is that Haruhi wears like a Playboy bunny suit. Mm-hmm. And like Playboy would get really upset if they had released that or something.
Oh.
Like, because there were some other anime that had the Playboy, like the bunny suit. And Playboy got all pissed off or something. I don't know.
What, like Otaku no Video?
I forget which one. Yeah, I might post to that blog if I can remember where it is. It's not an anime nano blog. Okay, so yeah. What else were we going to talk about?
The fall.
Oh, the fall. The fall shows. Okay, let's start with... Oh, Kinyero no Korda, the band anime.
I saw the manga actually was in English in Barnes & Noble the other day.
Wow.
But it wasn't that
good. Yeah, I think Viz did it.
I don't know if we did it, but I saw it. I was like, I flipped through it, and I'm like, it's just like the anime.
I was really excited that there was a band anime, but it turns out it's like this
Shota Fairy.
This shonen one. So yeah, and it has a Shota Fairy.
Shota Fairies with magic violins.
So yeah, I'm not too thrilled about it now after learning about that. I thought it was going to have a lot of band girls. Like
I thought
in
it was
going to
have like, band battles, but not band battles with magic violins and Shota Fairies.
Yeah.
Like
Drum War, they have Yakitate Japan.
Did you guys ever watch Drum War? Or no, Drumline?
Yes.
Where they had the Drum War?
No.
Yes.
That was an awesome movie. It's so true.
It's so true that you can get into music school without being able to read music.
Yeah. Actually, I think that is true. I don't know if you have to audition. At least not at my school. My school kind of sucks. So anyway, yeah. Verdict on Kinyero no Korda. Probably not very good. Yeah, I had high expectations for this one, but they're kind of destroyed. What about Galaxy Angel Loon? I haven't seen
lame. It is the most horrible piece of crap ever created, and it like insults the original Galaxy.
It's just like a lowly version of Galaxy Angel, because that's what it looked like.
Yeah, pretty much. And it was like all like fanservice-y and like Yuri and crap, and like, ugh.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it yet. I should write a review.
It was lame. It was horrible.
What about Yoake Mai Yuri... Bluer than Dawning Blue.
The anime.
I like it.
The moon one. I don't know, I thought it was like really, really generic.
It reminded me of like Mamote Shugogeten, because in that one there was also like a princess from the moon who came to like be with this guy or whatever, but I like the fact that like he was like pinching her nose. Like, I never seen that before, so that's something new to me.
So with the addition of one guy pinching one girl's nose, the anime becomes good?
Well, and also, like, I like the girl like who has like the paddle with the sekwara on it.
Is that the girl that throws her brother outside of the window?
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seems like I've seen this before. Like, many times.
So. Yeah, I kind of like it, so.
The animation's pretty good. I like it when they go into chibi mode, but they only do that, like, once or twice. What about Tokimeki Memorial?
Awesome.
I saw this raw, so I didn't really understand all of it.
The chick was awesome. The Yakuza chick.
I really like the little... Oh, yeah.
It's called the Yakuza chick.
Doesn't the show have Boys with Neko Mimi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also has this little bird that kicks ass.
The Yakuza chick.
Yeah, it's like the monkey in Kemono Zume. I hope I said that right. Yeah, I'll keep watching that one. And plus, it's like parodied so much, but I don't think it's like the version that's been parodied. It's like a different version, isn't it?
Yeah. It's one of like the later ones. The first one was something like 10 years old or something.
Yeah. Pumpkin Scissors.
Onion Bob.
I thought it was kind of cool, but I feel like I've already seen it before. Yeah.
If it was like Black Lagoon good, I would keep watching it, but it's not Black Lagoon good.
And plus it's called Pumpkin Scissors.
Plus it's called Pumpkin Scissors.
It's like what you use to make a jack-o'-lantern or something.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch the second season of Black Lagoon? I only, like, watched
I never even saw the first one, so...
I've downloaded the episodes, but they're backlogged. I mean, I figured that it's more Black Lagoon, so...
Yeah.
It's gonna be good, so I don't need to, like, worry.
Oh, didn't Pumpkin Scissors... Was Pumpkin Scissors the one that had, like, maids at the end?
Yes.
For the next episode where they're, like, gonna shoot this guy? That's kinda cool. What about D.Gray-Man?
D.Gray-Man? Yeah. I watched it, but, like, it just reminded me of, like, King of Bandit Jing mixed with Full Metal Alchemist.
I don't know, it just seems, like, so stupid. Like, the plot's just so dumb.
It seems like it's full of yaoi,
so
because,
dumb.
Like, there's that one guy that's, like, the tsundere guy who's like, I hate you, and you're all, like, you're, like, a freak, and I hate you, but, you know, in reality, all these girls are all, like, yaoi fan of the two of them making out, so...
Well, there's, like, the fat guy that, like, he looks like the mayor from Nightmare Before Christmas...
Yeah, exactly.
Like, he's the most evil guy in the world, right?
Because he's
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
I don't know. It's, like, too hard to take seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, let's move on. Death Note. It looked really good.
I didn't like it.
Or as they say in 4chan, morbid. Death Note.
Death Note?
Yeah.
Because they can't say it right?
Yeah.
And because they want to make some stupid Rosen Maiden reference?
No, I don't really like it because it's all, like, dark and gloomy, and I have to keep, like, making my monitor brighter to see what the hell's going on.
I don't know, I read the manga, it was pretty interesting, so I'm gonna keep watching this.
But is it fertile yaoi fodder?
With yao, with a light and...
Luke? Light and L.
Oh, I thought you meant him and the Shinigami.
Ew!
I don't know. Okay. He's probably, like, soft and cuddly in bed. Ghost Hunt.
I actually watched the first episode and the second one, and I kind of liked the first episode because, like, she called him Naruchan because he's a narcissist.
Yeah.
But then the second episode, like, got kind of freaky, and, like, that lady with, like, her brown hair looks like a man. So I kind of just got tired of it, and I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
It's less about angst-ridden bishonen and more about hunting ghosts?
Yeah.
Well, so I kinda hunting ghosts is cool.
But it was mostly, like you said, it was like Ghostbusters, not like...
Yeah.
In a Higurashi kind of way.
Well, they don't bust ghosts, they hunt them. It's a difference.
It was so stupid, I don't but, know, I like a second episode.
I thought the art looked good compared to the manga, because the manga looks like so ugly.
The manga's so ugly, oh my god, I saw it.
Yeah, I looked at it, and it, like, Barnes & Noble was so bad.
But yeah, it's JC staff, so it has to be really good, right?
Mm.
Okay, how about... Yamato Nadeshiko Shijihenge.
Like, it looked funny, but, like, their lips look like women, like a man with woman lips, and I couldn't stand it, so I just deleted it.
You know, I think this is one of the first anime that I can think of. One of my friends asked me about this. He was like, are there any anime where, like, the main female character is, like, identified as being ugly? And this is the only one I can think of.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like in Ouran, Haruhi looks like a guy, but she looks like a hot guy, right? And this
but
one,
she wasn't
this girl's
ugly,
just
like,
ugly.
She was just like a little, like, trap, Bishonen thing.
Yeah.
The worst trap, whatever. But, like, this girl is, like, ugly as hell.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty
and
funny.
So are the guys. The guys are all ugly, too.
It's good that, like, you know, it's not, like, the only thing they have to do to make her pretty is take her glasses off. Because that's usually how it works.
I don't like how the guys look like they're wearing makeup.
That's why I said lipstick.
Yeah, that one blonde guy looks like a girl.
No, that one got really, really short hair. It looks like, yeah. Like, he looks like a total girl.
But I kind of like this one. I'll probably keep watching this one. And it's the director is Nabishin.
Yeah, I heard about that. But...
So,
oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, like he shows up in one of the sections. There's like a cameo.
Mm-hmm. He always puts stuff in his own show.
Yeah, it's like the makeup tip section.
Like at the end of the episode?
Yeah. Let's see, what else is there? Red Garden.
Give me mother.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Like ugly noses.
Yeah. They have huge schnozzes.
I like watched it and I was like, I'm not really very horrified by this.
Well,
and I'm going like, where are these mansions in New York City?
Wait, okay, so do students actually like all ride the public bus to go to school in New York?
No, they like ride the subway.
Yeah, because I thought that was kind of weird. Like they had loads and loads of buses.
So the only people that take the buses are people that are usually like pretty far away that are like busing into like whatever their school is.
And they're all really, really fashionable. Because yeah. That might be true in New York, I'm not sure. And they all have big noses. Yeah. Well, I want to know what happens like later on, though. Like, do they have to form some kind of Super Sentai group? You know?
If they
that's
did
what
that,
I was
I'd
thinking.
Start watching again.
Yeah. Like, it's not... I'm not really sure. Like, they have to kill this bum guy who's going to attack them. So, I want to see what happens. Negima?
I like Negima.
It looked awesome.
Yeah, I really liked it.
It looked really, really awesome.
I don't think the art was really that good. Like, they kind of look kind of chibi-fied from the previous version. But like,
so, like, what exactly is this version of Negima? Like,
it's, like, the same exact story, but they just basically took out all, like, the fan service and changed the story to, like, make some events happen earlier.
Yeah,
like,
it looks like they're kind of accelerating it, right?
Yeah. And they've pretty much moved any fan service, so, like, you don't see anybody's... Negima's head between some girl's crotch every 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though, because, like, I remember watching the original series, and I actually kind of liked it, but I realized it was bad at the same time.
I actually liked it, but until I read the manga, and I realized, like, half the stuff in the anime wasn't even in the manga.
Oh. Yeah, like, I was watching, I was like, this is so bad, but I have to keep watching it, and I don't know why. But this new one seems, like, actually good.
Yeah.
So.
Wake me up when they start fighting, then I'll start watching the show.
That'll probably be the next episode.
They already fight in the first second episode.
Whoa. In that case.
Wake up.
Like, the first season I watched, I don't know how many episodes in, when I was just, like, got bored of it. And I, like, just got so bored of it that I, when they actually started fighting, I didn't have any, like, energy to pick it back up again.
I really liked the opening theme song to the first series.
I did, too.
And, like, it kept on changing, too. Did you notice that?
Yeah, they changed the girls singing, but I didn't like the opening for this one at all. It's all, like, they're talking.
They just talk,
singing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
It's kind of lame. What about Busou Rankin?
Oh, Renkin. Awesome.
I don't, it's like totally a Bleach clone, man.
It's by the same creator as Rurouni Kenshin.
So?
Like,
wait, did you say awesome or awful?
Awesome.
I said it was okay. Awful.
I was, like, hoping you both were going to say awful, so I could be, like, more like Kuso Rankin.
No. It's good.
I don't
funny.
Know.
Is this the show with the butterfly glasses, boy?
Yes. Yeah. So just because the Kenshin guy made it, that makes it, like, automatically awesome or what?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's probably just a one-hit wonder. Like, this one, I don't know, it's just, like, so much like Bleach. Like, oh, he gets killed.
Taco Bell.
And then he has to get energy from this girl.
But I don't like the Bleach character.
He ends up being super strong for some reason. Like, oh, he's actually a really good alchemist.
Actually, I thought Busou Rankin came out before Bleach did.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it could.
Because the manga ended, like, this past May.
I'll have to check into that. But yeah, just from my impressions, you know, it looks like the same thing, so I don't really want to watch it. And I don't really think it looks like it either, so. That girl's kind of cool, though. She has, like, all these swords tied to her ankles.
Yeah, that's her, like, weapon alchemy thing.
Did you guys watch Super Robot Tyson?
No.
I've downloaded it, but I haven't gotten to watch it yet, and okay. I'm really excited to. Because it's Super Robot Tyson.
Let's skip that, and let's skip Galaxy Railways, and let's skip Sasami Maho Shoujo Club.
Okay.
Oh, Mamoru kun ni Megami o Shukufukuo.
Shukufukuo. It's awesome.
I thought it was kind of cool. Yeah. Like,
Major Shotokon.
Like, when she's Tsun-Tsun, she just gets really, really Tsun-Tsun.
Yeah.
And then when she's Dairy, she's
mega
like...
Mega Dairy.
Yeah. I also like the student council. It reminds me
of...
a girl
with a hair.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Gokujo Seitokai.
Do you have, like, a student council thing? You always seem to, like, get, like, really excited every time there's, like, a student council or a class rep in anime.
Maybe it's because I tried out for student council, but I never made it. So I secretly wish that I could be part of this ultra-powerful one. I don't know. I did.
Even though that girl kicks all her asses.
Yeah. I don't know, it's kind of cool. I'm kind of interested in seeing where it goes, too. So, yeah. Did you see it, JP?
See what?
Mamoru?
It cut out. Yeah, I basically am watching it just until I get bored of scenes of the girl blushing.
I like the part where the guy, like, got a nosebleed, and then, like, he got all over his car windows, and it made him crash. You gotta watch it just for that. Okay, what about Canon? I don't know, I heard that this one was kind of good.
It's way better than the Toei one, just because it flows better, but it does go kind of slow, but then they're putting a lot of, like, Suzumiya Haruhi parodies in it.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than the Toei one, because they don't have the chin.
Yeah, I think I started my anime blog, and one of the things that I was set out to do was talk about anime that had huge chins, and then somewhere the mission changed. This one is just awesome, because Ayu is so moe. Like, she calls herself Boku.
I think she says Ugu too many times in this one.
She said it less in the second episode.
I know, but it just seems, like, overdone in this whole, like, KyoAni version.
Yeah. Oh, so I downloaded the Canon game.
Uh-oh.
And I was trying to play it. But, like, there's no Furigana.
There's never Furigana. Games.
Like, how are little kids supposed to play this?
You know? Little kids!
But, so, like, yeah, I was trying to play it, but I can only understand a little bit of it.
Just find one of those, like, guides online on some Japanese site where it tells you what to click.
Well, I wanted to get, like, the sound patch for it. Because if, like, they read it to me, then I could probably understand a lot more.
There's a sound patch? I played without any sound.
Yeah, I read somewhere there's a sound patch.
I think the sound patch is, like, if you download the PC one doesn't have sound, but all the console ones did.
Yeah, I heard about
that. So they might have, like, ripped the sound or something from those.
Yeah.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. But the console ones don't have any hentai scenes, so there might be not any sound in the hentai scenes anyway.
Right. Did she say Ugu during the hentai scenes?
You're not going to be able to hear Ayu be like, I'm sorry that my boobs aren't as big as Nayuki's.
Yeah.
But does she say Ugu?
I don't remember.
During the scenes?
I just remember she said that her boobs aren't as big as Nayuki's.
What else was I going to say about this? Oh, I can't remember now.
I know, let's move on.
No, we have to talk about Canon more.
No, we don't.
Canon is so
important.
Okay,
we have to talk about the fact that I was kind of disappointed that they used Pachelbel's Canon for the music, because that song is just, like, so played out.
And by Canon, by Pachelbel's Canon, you mean Canon in D?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's Canon. Don't you get it?
Can we just move on?
They're playing Canon in Canon. Okay, let's move on.
Whatever.
009-1. This is, like, the robot one. I didn't watch this one.
Didn't watch it either.
How about...
I don't know anything about it.
Code Geass.
Nope.
Is that, like, Code Gears?
I think so.
Okay.
Is that the one that's animated by Clamp or whatever?
Oh, the designs, I think, were by Clamp.
Yeah, I didn't even watch it.
How about Happiness?
I think it's awesome. I love the theme song, too.
I haven't watched this one. This is the one with the trap, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot that are the one with the trap.
Oh, yeah.
Go with the purple hair trap.
Okay, yeah. And
I
see
liked it.
Like, what's awesome about it?
I know, it's just, like, well, the trap is funny as hell, and then just, like, I don't know, the whole, like, magic and school life stuff I like, so...
You like the trap because of that one CG from the game where he's like, I'm sorry, but I'm not a normal girl.
How about Asate no Hoko?
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I like this one. The animation's really good, and...
Yeah.
Is that the Freaky Friday one?
Yeah,
but they don't switch places, really.
Yeah, they just, like, one grows up and the other one grows down.
Yeah. But I like the loli version of the older one that turns young, because, like, she still looks, like, just as disheveled as she was when she was old. She looks She looks like a mean version of...
Old character turned into a loli.
She looks like a mean version of, what's her name, Matsuri from Strawberry Marshmallow.
Wow,
so, yeah. I don't like it either, because I don't like lolis. Let's see what I'm looking at this picture that JP is sending me. Oh, right. I'll link to that.
They should put an NSFW.
What did it say for work?
No, it's not.
Depends
on
where you work.
Maybe it's safe for Bandcamp.
How about Sumo Momo Momomo?
Awesome. It is so awesome.
And I like this one. I just didn't like her design, though, her character design. Like, it looks so ugly.
What?
Like, if you look at the manga art, and then you look at her in the anime, like, she just looks really, I don't know. Like, her hair thing looks weird.
I know, I like it.
But it has, like, fighting and, like, hisatsus, and they're really elaborate ones.
It has the most addictive theme song ever.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But I don't know, I don't like the ninja yelling. It makes it sound like Naruto.
You have to stop singing the Sumomo theme song when I'm trying to go to sleep.
Ginyuro no Olensis, have you seen this?
That's no. The one that I thought was a Gundam Seed OAD, yep. Because that character designer needs to make new character designs. That's all I know about it.
Oh, I haven't watched it. What about Basugatsu Bakumatsu Kikansetsu Irohani Hoheto?
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either. Could you become Balance?
Terrible.
I didn't even see a Rob
for
this.
Into it.
It was so ugly. Like, they totally screwed up the character design.
And it was not funny, and it was lame.
Yeah, it was like, trying to be serious, but it was stupid.
And you wish it was Genshiken Season 2?
Definitely.
It
totally
wasn't
finished
like
manga.
Kuji Begin on Balance was in Genshiken, where you just like watch it and you only just get this like 30-second clip where they'll be saying some like random stock line or being like, oh look, here's a childhood marriage promise or something. It's all like,
well, they kept on saying
the story.
They kept on saying in Genshiken that the manga was better anyway, right?
Yeah, actually I finished the manga like last week. It was pretty good.
Let's see. Ryusei no Rock... Wait, oh, that's Mega Man. Rockman.
Didn't bother.
Pururun? Oh, these are little poop ones, right?
Yeah.
Oh, have you seen this Hitman Reborn?
I saw it. He, like, gets hit in the head with a bullet and, like, he has, like, a fire and he, like, starts screaming and running around in his underwear. I don't know.
I was trying to watch
it
that one,
but... It might be a Digimon
but...
a lot. That's how I didn't want to watch it anymore.
And it seemed kind of ridiculous to me. I didn't watch the whole episode either. I was just like, what the heck? What the hell is this crap?
I thought it was up to Digimon. That's why I want to watch it anymore.
Okay. Did you see it, JP?
Nope. I think I might have downloaded it, though.
Well,
because it has a guy that runs around, like, on fire in his underwear.
Has anyone subbed it yet?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay. Okay, how about Ayakashi Ayashi?
I didn't watch it.
And watch it.
Don't even know it.
Hellgirl 2.
Otome wa Boku no
Otome.
What about History's Strongest Disciple?
Oh, who cares about that?
I haven't seen it.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Otome wa Boku Koishiteru. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's doing the voice of the guy? It's like Yui Horie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw episode 2 today, and like he started fondling his fake boobs. He was like totally getting turned on by that. I'm like, hey. Okay. But you know what? It's not really like a lesbian trap show anymore because the girl that likes him knows he's a guy.
Is that his childhood friend?
No, the other girl. I want the black hair.
Oh, she found out?
She found out. She's like, I know you're a guy.
Oh, come on.
So. It's just weird now.
Yeah, I figured, like, when I watched the first episode, I figured, yeah, this is just going to be, like, however many episodes of this guy trying to control his raging boner. Like, that's the entire plot right there. So. I don't know if I want to keep watching it.
If that's what the show was, I would watch it.
And plus, like, those SD, like, when they go into SD, it looks, like, really weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cute. It's, like, really actually deformed, as in, like, deformity.
I don't know. I like the fact that it's, like, Cody Yui playing a guy's voice. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, it should be a guy voicing it, right?
So at least, more... like, Goroku has a more manlier voice than Cody Yui. That's, like, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like.
He pretty much is a girl. Like, you never see his wang, you know, so. Well, I guess I can't really show his wang, but. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, for all purposes, he is a girl, so. Who really cares?
But then that's what makes it, like, weird for people that are watching the show. Like, oh god, I want to fap to this, but I know he's a boy.
Yeah, at least at Takashi Mashi, you could fap. Maybe. Did you see Hataraki Mon yet?
I watched it a few minutes ago.
No, I've downloaded it, though.
Is it Mon or Man? Because I keep on thinking of it like as Man, but I know it's probably Mon.
Like I said, it reminds me of a drama that I watched, and these kinds of stories are better as dramas as opposed to, like, anime. Like, I don't know, it just doesn't work as an anime for me.
Yeah, I'll have to watch it. I just watched Bartender.
It's
pretty cool.
I don't like it. It's boring.
Like, it is, like, the Yakitak, or whatever, Yakitate.
Yes, in Japan.
Yeah, it is. Because, like, there's this, okay, like, I watched it raw, and I don't know if I understand it completely. But, like, there's this one guy that, I guess he's at a bartender school or something. And he's, like, doing the Iron Chef type judging of these guys making drinks. He's like, oh, this drink is too naive, or whatever. Or something, and, like...
In that case, he probably means sweet as the definition for amai, and not naive.
Perhaps. Well, it would have been awesomer if he meant it as naive, though. Or if he meant, like, as a double meaning. Like, it's too naive because it's sweet.
You're too naive to make such a sweet drink.
Yeah. And then, like, he goes to this bar called, was it Eden Place or something like that? And, like, he meets this super bartender. And he makes the bartender make him a drink. He's like, oh, what kind of drink will he make me? If he makes me a martini, that means blah, blah, blah. And if he makes me a grasshopper, that means blah, blah, blah. So, like, yeah, I actually didn't like it very much. But it's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, like, you can't take that anime seriously.
It's one of those things where it's like, we just want to, like, make a joke about the fact that the anime exists rather than actually watching it.
Pretty much, that's why I watched it, I guess. Just see what it was like. But yeah, it's pretty much your standard Japanese, like, food genre, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, Japanese people are, like, big on their food stuff. Like, there's
every show,
Oishimbo,
like,
and...
And, like, they go with Oishi, and we'll probably discuss it now.
Yeah, so it makes more sense, like, in the context, I guess, of Japanese culture, but to us Americans, it's like, WTF. What else is there? What is Bikuriman? Surprised
That's
Man?
That's everything. All the other shows didn't look familiar, or didn't look like they aired yet.
What about Gift Eternal Rainbow? I know that one showed.
It's horrible.
That one's like the DiCapo ripoff, right?
It totally was, and, like, it was a cliche after cliche after cliche after cliche. Like, it just went on. It was like a mountain of cliches that just got, like, drowned in cliche, and I couldn't stand it.
Well, so what's the difference between that and that Crescent Love one?
Because, like, not only, well, at least Crescent Love has, like, the nose thing and, like, the planet thing. I don't know. But, like, this is just, like, literally, like, the couple. Like, the girl looks just like Nemu, and then, like, the other girl looks like Sakura. And she has, like, and she flies in the broom, and she's, like, witch powers like Sakura.
I heard that.
She, like, turns around and flips her skirt, and you see her panties, and she's like, meow! And it's, like, all annoying and blah.
I heard that, like, some of the voice actors, too, for DiCapo were on that anime. Yeah.
That's horrible.
So it's, like, pretty much the same thing. How about Love Doll?
That was terrible.
You actually watched it?
I saw, like, the first 5 minutes, okay. And I deleted it.
Did you watch Marginal Prince?
Yes, that was terrible also. It was, like, such a yaoi show.
You don't like yaoi?
Kicked off the topic on that already?
I thought you liked the shows with, like, hot guys. Didn't you say that one guy looked hot, so you'll watch it?
Okay. It's not hot when he's, like, going for this Shota boy who's, like, the brother of, like, the sister who, like, films them at the beginning of the episode.
Okay.
Okay.
I think that's all. Yep,
for
that's all.
That part.
Yeah. Now I have to answer questions from mailbag.
Like, 2 or 3 weeks of mailbag questions to go through.
This is going to be a long one, I guess. Okay, let's start at the top. Well, someone wrote in the Underwater Ray Romano one. Oh, no, that's... Oh, okay, the guy is Underwater Ray Romano. So Underwater Ray Romano asks, what is it about most Western anime fan art that makes it stand out on first glance as not being Japanese?
Because it looks like it's American. Like, it looks like something from, like, an American comic. Maybe, like, Big Eyes.
I know the answer to this. Because it's not porn.
I don't know. Isn't most of it, like, yaoi fan art? I don't know. Sometimes it just seems like the eyes are, like, weird looking.
And the noses, too.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, though. I mean, people who can draw, right? So, like, do you think you have to be, like, born into this sort of culture of, like, reading the manga all the time in order to draw it correctly, or what?
I don't know, when I look at art by Japanese people versus, like, American people, it just looks different. There's something about it. I can't describe it. About it.
Okay, the Green Crayon wants to know, do any of you guys collect anime magazines like New Type, Megami, etc.?
I used to.
Aren't those, like, really, really expensive? Like, $20 an issue or something like that?
It depends where you buy them. Like, New Type USA is, like, ridiculously expensive. Mm-hmm. It's, like, $12 or something. And, like, but, if you order these things from, like, mail order, you know, you have to, like, pay shipping or whatever, so that, like, mm-hmm. makes them even more expensive. Mm-hmm. But I think when I bought, like, Anime Meiji or something once at Kinokuniya, and it was, like, $5 or something.
Well, they come with, like, standard. A lot of extras, don't they?
Megami is, like, you, like, buy it because it comes with, like, 6 posters or, and, like, a pillowcase in every issue or something.
They come with, like, 6
and by a pillowcase, I mean a body pillowcase. You can, like, hump your, like, 2-heart body pillow now.
I haven't gotten to that point yet. With otakuism. Okay, next. Cardcaptor wants to know, what's your moe zokuse? It's just like your moe point, right?
Didn't we go through this already?
Like, no, ahead. That was our, like, our special moves. Right?
Wait, what's a moe zokuse?
I think it's, like, what aspects of you are moe?
Let's see what my dictionary says.
Like, I looked it up before the podcast. Ooh, preparation. So, like, I think my moe zokuse are glasses, and I say nyoron sometimes.
Do you use boku even though you're a girl?
No. Wait, that's a trick question. And, I play a musical instrument. But, like, I was reading, like, it's like that list of stuff that you posted on your blog one time, JP. It's like this huge list of things, and like some of them are just the opposites.
Oh, like when I like copy and pasted the everything that gets listed as being moa.
Yeah, on, yeah. Like having long hair, Japanese, having
Japanese
short
Japanese
hair,
moa.
Having no hair. You know, it's like every single thing
being
is
old,
moa.
Being young.
Yeah. Oh, I'm clumsy too. What about you guys?
No.
Having glasses.
That's my moe zokuse.
And let's see, I'm not a class rep. Eventually I will be a teacher.
Oh,
I guess
I
that
know.
Counts.
I'm tsundere.
You're not tsundere.
I am. You don't believe me, ask JP.
You know, you have to say stuff like, I don't care about you, just go away. No, don't go away. Oh, I'm so stupid. Why can't I just tell him how I feel?
Well, actually, yeah, she does say that.
Oh, okay.
Like, all the time.
Go do whatever you want. Okay, Blue. Blue says, do you guys ever play video games based on anime? If so, in Japanese? Video games based on anime.
I played the Rave game.
Whoa.
That's my phone.
Oh, I thought that was, like, the Rave game.
Sorry.
What kind of ringtone is that?
That's the Wind's theme song, Super Lover, on Yuji's Night.
Yeah, typically, typically games that are based on anime are really, really bad. They're, like, games based on, movies are really, really bad. Like, it's the same thing. Like,
I don't know which one of, like, the Naruto fighting games, and that was, like, kind of fun. Like, we played that a lot at Anime Club.
Yeah, I played that one. I played Naruto Ultimate Hero, and I played, like, the One Piece Grand Battle. That one's just crap. But yeah, typically, they're really, really bad. They're just, like, made to cash in on the anime.
Oh, I've played some of the Gundam, like, battle games. Those are kind of fun.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever played an anime-based game that was actually good. Or I don't know if there's any anime that are based on games that are actually good. Besides canon, of course. So Mark, yeah, or M4RK says, who would win in a fight? 100 ninjas versus 100 pirates. Ninjas. Hello.
It'd be like one ninja versus 100 pirates in the games.
Yeah. And even if the pirates had like lasers, still no chance. Because then the ninja would have like a guitar and he would just wail it really hard. And the pirates would explode with a whizzing sound. So, Red Skip asks, oh, did you want to add to this, Hinano?
Oh, no, I didn't really have
it. Okay, Red
Girls
Skip.
Don't know about ninjas.
Yeah, I know. Red Skip asks, do you own a shirt that says stuff like God Otaku or shit like that? Also, what do you think about people who do wear stuff like that?
I have a shirt that says nanchate.
What does it say?
It says what?
Nanchate joshikose, which is like not really a high school girl.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't really try to like show off my like of anime in public because, yeah, it's way too nerdy. I just feel like a weeaboo when I do that.
I have a Nerve like messenger bag, and I wear that like everywhere. And I also have one of those J-list emergency exit shirts.
Oh, I used to have a Domokun shirt. That was kind of cool.
I have one.
It's too big
for
me now.
I gotta work on this year.
And like last time, I wore that emergency exit shirt like to school. This like insane fangirl like.
Lomped him.
Ran up to me, gave me a thumbs up, said, Kijoguchi, like, glomped me, and then ran away.
That's the last time you ever wore that shirt, right?
I have not worn that shirt since. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, you know what I want to get is one of those magnets that you stick on your car that's, like, for new drivers? That's kind of cool. You know what I'm talking about from J-List?
No.
No, you gotta like, link us.
Okay, it's like this, like when people are first learning to drive in Japan, like they have to stick this magnet onto their car that shows that their car is, or that they're like a beginning driver.
I wouldn't want that on my car, it's lame.
Yeah, but like if you're a weeaboo, it's not lame.
Yeah, aren't you weeaboo?
No. Not that much anyway.
Oh no, now I lost my place in the questions. Oh, Seth. Okay, so Seth asks, for various people I've talked to about anime clubs in the US have a lot of variety in the things they do. Are any of you in some kind of anime club?
No.
Yeah, I'm not in an anime club, because I don't know, I kind of fear the weeaboos, to be honest. Even though I am one myself, probably, maybe.
I remember the treasurer or the vice president of the anime club at my old college, like, took naked photos of himself and posted them on LiveJournal, so I don't really want to be part of that club anymore.
That's what everybody does with their LiveJournals, though.
That's why
like,
I don't
write really
my LiveJournal
anime
anymore.
Club exclusive. Yeah, I'm at the NYU anime club, actually, and we generally watch, like, new fan sub. Like, before the meetings, we'll, like, play games like the Naruto battle game, or maybe sometimes people will bring like other games in. I think also the DDR club, like half the anime club is in that, so uh-huh. Like they have DDR club like or anime club, but they're almost sort of like one combined together. And then like we do fan subs, which are kind of really sporadic and random. Right now we're doing Otoi Juji Akazukin. I think we're up to episode like 8 or something.
Do you play DDR, JP?
I played DDR in like undergrad a lot, but I haven't like really played it since then, really. There was like an arcade near this place that I worked at over the summer like 2 years ago, and I would like go there and play DDR like during lunch or like after work or whatever, like while I waited for the bus. But that would just be like a couple times a month or something.
Yeah. I kinda stopped playing DDR, I need to get back into that. I bought a Cobalt Flux.
You're getting fat.
Yeah, I know. I gained like 1 pound. Let's see. Wild Arms Hero asks, I dropped Ouran like a rock because it was a terrible show. What? Actually, whoa, here's a question. What the fuck is so great about that piece of shit Ouran High School Host Club? What? I'm not going to even answer that.
I'll say, because it's funny and it's so deliciously queer.
Yes.
Okay. I should ban that guy. Okay, DigiCarrot asks, as for a question for next week, it's been discussed on IRC channel previously that pretty much all anime, particularly TV animes, from a purely critical standpoint, actually pretty darn rubbish. Wow, this is a really long sentence. Look at
like
this.
Him.
He doesn't actually talk like that kind of accent. He's got a weird accent. Yeah, you know, I've kind of realized that a lot of anime is crap from watching this season, too. Like, just the sheer number of, like, copy anime, you know, like, I saw this already.
Yeah.
But I think that comes from like having watched a lot of anime so far. Like, if I hadn't ever watched anime before, I would be like, hey, this is pretty cool and original.
Because like 90% of everything is crap, and there's a lot of anime, and therefore there's a lot of crap.
Yeah.
There is a lot of anime. I mean, I think it's still worth it to watch just when the occasional like good shows pop up. Like, there's probably 4 or 5 shows that are actually good, I think, this season. That like I would watch.
The only one like this season that I want to watch is like Sumomomomomomomomo. As opposed to like say in the spring where I wanted to watch like Haruhi and Ouran and Nana and like Air Gear and so on. Like, you know, there were like plenty of shows.
What's that?
I was asking JP if he still watched Nana.
I don't know what episode I'm up to. Maybe 18 or something.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like canon though. Like, people are saying it's really, really slow, but I don't know. I like the pace that it's going. It's just like...
That's because they can't appreciate luxuriously animated snow porn.
Well, it's not just that. It's just like, I like this slow pace. You know, it's relaxing.
I know. My favorite show is the whatever. No, I'm watching like 13 a season.
Let's go on to Waffo. He said, who or what started the connection between Pocky and anime? And what do you guys think about it? I hate how people in school consider love for Pocky a requirement for being an anime fan.
I think Suncoast Video started it.
Yeah, it is kind of weird that it's like this universal thing now. Like, did it show up in I know in Onegai Teacher, they were eating Pocky a lot, right? Did that start it?
Well, that didn't like come out until like a few years ago, like 3 years ago or something. And like, I seem to remember this like being around for a while. The whole Pocky thing.
Yeah. Well, then it probably originated in Japan, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, eating Pocky and watching anime at the same time.
They actually have now Pocky in, like, regular food stores. Like, my Wegmans has Pocky you can buy.
Yeah, well, you guys live in more enlightened areas of the United States, so... I still have my Asian store that I can get Pocky at, but it's kind of expensive. I think it's, like, $129 for a box.
That's probably what they charge for, like, me to get a box.
Why, because you're not Asian? So yeah, I don't know. I remember seeing the Pocky for the first time in Onegai Teacher, but I guess it happened before that. I don't know.
I saw Pocky the first time in some Evangelion picture.
Yeah, that'd be interesting to see. Like, it probably on Wikipedia they'll have something on that. So Andrew wants to know, what makes you read anime blogs? Do you religiously read certain blogs?
I just go through Anime Nano's like list, and if it looks interesting, I'll read the summary, and if it looks interesting, I'll read the rest.
Yeah, I tend to use Anime Nano a lot, personally.
I click on the links if I can't tell what the title means.
Oh, so it's good to write like really obscure titles?
Like, if it confuses me, I watch it.
Like, this is why we can't have good things?
Yeah, like, I would click on that.
Yeah.
That's why I click on it. More likely to click on that than, like, you know, canon episode number 2.
I was actually kind of afraid to click on that because I thought there would be like a semen on figure.
I'll always link like off to NSFW stuff. I won't like put it in page.
But yeah, usually I only read anime blogs if like the article looks interesting or if it's for an episode that I don't understand at all that I watch raw. I think we already answered that question though. Secondly, would JP have won Hottest Anime Nano Podcaster poll by virtue of being the only guy if people had realized that Hang is actually... What? Let's see. Next question. Fang. That sounds like Hang. Fang asks, here's a tough question. Would you stop blogging something just because you don't get enough comments?
No.
I think that's a reference to Random Curiosity.
Yeah.
Well, I don't really
actually,
get...
I don't know. Maybe. Just because, like, I don't really like blogging shows. I would rather write about news or editorials or totally random crap. So, like, if people, like, don't care about the shows because the shows just seem like random, empty work or whatever. Like, I would just stop doing it.
Yeah.
Because nobody would be caring, myself included.
Well, I don't...
I blog because I like the, for crying out loud.
Yeah, I don't blog shows, personally, just because... It'd be way too much work, and like I wouldn't find it really satisfying. Like, I do the first episode just so people have like a reference.
If I, like, really like this show, like, with Haruhi or Ouran or something, like, I'll keep doing it, but otherwise I'm not going to do, like, an individual episode thing.
Oh, yeah, and I do really like getting comments, too. It's really nice. Except when they say that canon sucks.
It makes more fun when you, like,
then you must delete them.
I wonder if our, like, comment thread for this is going to turn into, like, another Ayu versus Nayuki flame war.
You know, Nayuki's not so bad, after all. I really like that alarm clock.
That alarm clock?
Yeah.
Oh, it goes.
Asadayo!
Asadayo! Gohan tabete gakko iku yo! And it goes on.
Yeah. Okay, Sanajisushi, says, what are some series that you never thought would get licensed but did? And why did you think this? Pony Pony Dash?
Z-Pong? Because we're just never fan-subbed, and then all of a sudden, like, it got picked up.
Wasn't that the random one about, like, the alternate history World War II?
Yeah.
Yeah, and plus, who would want to watch that?
I would.
Does that
it's full of, like, scenes where you have, like, captains of, like, battleships who have to make, like, serious decisions, and they have to, like, give orders to their, like, lieutenant, and the lieutenant will be like, but captain, that's impossible, and the captain will just, like, give him a stern look, and, like, the commander will, like, know what to do, and then he'll be like, you heard the captain, and then, like, the captain would be like, it's all up to you, whatever your name is, and, like, I would be, like, jumping out of my seat the entire time, I'd be so excited, like I am right now.
Hirano?
No comment.
Okay. Fans of errors.
I never thought that anybody would license Glass No Kantai.
Oh, yeah. Especially when everyone said it was horrible. And by everyone, I mean me, at least. That was just the worst. Okay, fan sub errors. How frustrating are they, especially when people continue to take them as truth?
That's why I stopped watching fan subs, because I was seeing too many errors.
Well, luckily, I never really notice where fan subs make errors, so I guess I'm not to that level yet. Or, like, when I watch fan subs, I don't really pay attention to the Japanese. Unless it's like, you know, they're just taking something and translating it, like, really liberally, like, instead of saying goodbye, they say, like, see you later, dude, or whatever.
Well, that's
what if they made them say, see you later, alligator?
Yeah, that'd be kind of bad. I'd be like, he did not say Niwa. Okay, what's worse, Mary Sue's, or what's a Mary Sue?
That's like the girl that's like, a character that's like, has a sad past, like, everybody has to feel
part of
the A Mary Sue is a person who writes fan fiction and writes themselves into the story as like a perfect character.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was...
Like, oh, that would make more sense in context.
Saves the day in like their Star Trek fanfiction and gets to like have sex with Captain Kirk,
and then Ensign Trong took control of the helm.
Okay,
because there was nobody left on the Enterprise that could save the Federation except Ensign Trong,
and then had sex with Data.
Yeah, that's exactly what you would do if you were married to.
Okay. So what's worse, Mary Sue's or Yaoi Fangirls? And which do you think kills the main love interest more? Tough to discern here. I don't even know. What do you think?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think we're qualified to answer that question.
Wait, what question?
What's worse, Mary Sue's or Yaoi Fangirls?
That's hard. Because I don't read fan fiction or whatever, so I wouldn't have any contact with Mary Sue's.
I don't read fan when I hear Mary Sue.
I've never met a Mary Sue.
But generally, I'm also not getting, like, attacked by Yaoi fangirls. Oh, speaking of which, at Manga Next, when I was going to the Del Rey panel, there was this guy dressed as Inuyasha. He was, like, running away from these fangirls that were trying to glomp him. And he, like, tripped, like, trying to dive into, like, the dealer room to lose them. And it was awesome.
That by the, like, people working there?
He should know better than to do that, though.
Yeah, that's what I said. If you're like dressed up as Inuyasha, that's like asking for a glomp by Yaoi Fangirl.
That's like dressing up as Ayu.
Wait a minute. I dressed up as Ayu.
Exactly. Did you get glomped?
No.
Oh.
I got glomped as like Sakura and Haruhi.
Oh, what happened when you were Ayu then?
It was so high, I took the coat off, nobody really knew who I was.
Oh. That's not as interesting. Okay. So, JP said I could replace... No. I'm cutting that part out.
Star Trek First Contact is totally my favorite Star Trek movie.
Okay. What? M4RK again? Okay, Mark asks, since we all love and watch anime from Japan, my other question is, are there any new cartoons you guys watch on American TV, like Family Guy and Simpsons? I used to watch Simpsons, but they suck now. Really bad.
I watch Family Guy, and depending on what the episode will be about, South Park, like, I'll watch it if it's like, ooh, World of Warcraft episode or something, but not like just randomly watching it each week.
Man, I wish I had cable so I could still watch South Park.
That's what I use the internet for.
Oh. Yeah, I don't really watch cartoons. I saw, like, G.I. Joe on Saturday morning. It wasn't very good. They're all, like, just fighting terrorists now.
I was, like, so disappointed when, like, a couple years ago, when they released the Transformers DVD box set, like, one of my friends bought it, and we were, like, all excited to watch it, and we realized that it, like, actually really, really sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, the same thing happened, like, when I was watching Thundercats episodes. Because, like, when I was a little kid, Thundercats was just awesome, you know? But then you watch it again, and you're like, how did I ever watch this? Because, like, it's so stupid.
Yeah.
Although, like, I do have to say that last time I watched G.I. Joe the movie, it still ended up being pretty awesome.
Did they give you, like, a lesson at the end, too?
No, because this is the movie. Oh. And the movie was all, like, violent. Like, people died and stuff. But not as many people that died as in Transformers the movie.
Oh, okay.
So they kill, like, every character.
I haven't even seen that. Okay. Yeah, I guess that's all the questions from the mailbag, our backlog of questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that it?
I guess. I don't know. Let's just call Oz randomly. Let's see what he has to say.
Let's call random people and ask them to talk, but we won't be able to tell what they're saying because they sound like robots.
That's only a derm. All right, well, I guess that wraps up this podcast. So, yeah, I've been Hang Trong. I've been Hang Trong. What?
I've been Ensign Hang Trong.
I've been Ensign Hang Trong. With the USS Starship Enterprise. JP and Hinano. That's not fair that JP Meyer has to say his real name and Hinano hides behind a handle.
Because everybody knows me as Hinano.
Okay. Well, thanks,
everybody
guys.
Everybody knows me as JP Meyer.
I know, but that's your real name.
No, but I actually will, like, sign my name in all lowercase and one word. Like, that's what it says at the back of my credit card, like, the signature spot.
And then sometimes you sign it JIP Meyer, right? All right, well, yeah, thanks, guys, for podcasting.
Mataraishu.
I can get back to eating lentil soup and shivering.
Yeah, hopefully this podcast warmed you up a little bit. Hopefully it warmed up your heart.
It did.
Straight to the middle of your heart. All right. See ya.
Okay,
later.
Bye.
See you next week.